Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Booth Man. How's it going, everybody?
Great.
Good. Thanks for asking.
Justin, you had an interesting week, right?
Well, not a week today. I work in a restaurant some days, and in walked a woman who...
Just for fun. He plays at it.
Yeah, I play. She was a clairvoyant, she said. And she said that my lucky number is 9. Among other things... So there are 9 people here, right?
That's pretty lucky.
Oh, wow.
She's nice. She is
really
smart.
Good.
Yeah. Ahead of the game.
She also, what were some of the other things?
Well, I walked by and she was like, "You're an actor, right?" And I was
which
like,
is amazing.
Yeah, it works her
right. And I was like, "Hold on, hold the phone. She's got something to say to me." And then she was like, "I'm getting Chelsea. And I was like, "That's where I act a lot of times."
Which is amazing. I mean, there's no theaters in Chelsea whatsoever.
I think she might be calling again, which is maybe what she meant by that. Maybe it was a really veiled insult.
And then she was like, "You know somebody named Jack, right?"
Actually, she said Andrew or Kevin. Anybody?
And you don't know either an Andrew.
Well,
or
I know.
She is an amazing clairvoyant. That was really amazing.
I bet it was worth that $50.
Here's what else she said. She said, "Pick up Variety on Thursday," and she said, "I'm getting something from the 19th century." So, I don't know. Maybe that's... Oh, I didn't even think of that!
Amazing. Well, anyway, we'll find out what else this clairvoyant predicted throughout the show.
Oh, one last thing. Alex joined the World of Warcraft this
week. All right, but we're... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about the guests we have tonight. They are Heather Fink and Matt Turner!
Strong attack. We surrounded. We swarmed.
Thanks for swarming, guys.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you guys so much for coming on
Godly
the show.
City. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Please let the applause die down.
Well, you've both been on the show before. There's something very specific that brings at least you back.
Yeah, I was doing the math backstage, right? Because you always have a comedian guest and a combo guest, right? And then you're a comedian.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wait, am I the comic book?
Yes, you are!
Look where your life has brought you.
I don't know. I mean, you're an improv comedian for 15 years. I think you'll take any new title. So
yeah.
I'm really happy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've arrived.
Well, put that on the resume.
I will.
Nice.
What did you do that makes you a comic book?
Apparently, I am I was advertised last week, right? You guys advertised me as an expert.
Yep.
In Why the Last Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Because so I guess to be an expert, you have to
read all of them.
Read all of them. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, I did
and
that.
And that's the only comic book you've ever read.
Yes, that's
what?
True. That well, yeah. I mean, after you know, I read a bunch of comics as a kid,
right.
And then I stopped.
Like any normal man.
Like
an adult, like a maturing adult.
What are you
and
saying?
Then,
yeah. Follow me.
As a guest of this show, I kind of really dug this show, and then I went to you know I helped kind of like. Talk to you guys, and I probably saw like 30 shows, and then they were like, one of the questions from the audience was, if you're going to get back into comics, what would be the first one you would read? And you all said, Why the Last Man.
Yeah.
So I was here on a night that was, unlike tonight, wasn't many people here, and I went up for the audience trivia,
wait a second.
What?
Got the $25 gift ticket, and I got totally hooked on Why the Last Man. I read the whole thing, so I was very excited.
And Heather, you're also a big fan of the series, right?
Yeah,
I thought that was a great story. I thought it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
No, well, when I was younger, I didn't read comic books, but I was into like sci-fi and animated series, like the Fox 5 one.
Like all young, attractive women.
Yeah.
Hey.
Peter's speaking from experience.
You never know. There could be closet fans. I knew like Terminator's my favorite thing in the whole wide world, all this stuff. So.
Wow. Do you like beer? You do. You're drinking one.
Are you psychic?
Well, yeah. Clairvoyant.
When a boyfriend years ago put a comic book into my hand, a free comic book day, it was Ex Machina, years ago, and I read it, and I said, oh my god, this is so awesome, and then he, like, had great taste, and then he put Preacher into my hand. And now I'm hooked, and like, you know.
Who wouldn't date this guy?
And so apartment with an overstocked bookcase.
Nice.
Bookshelf or whatever. So, yeah. So, why? I mean, but this is my thing. And like, when I was like, sister, please. Like, when you were like, just why the last man? Because, like, once I got into it, I was like, oh, must have more. Hungry, hungry. And I'm like, surprised that you stopped there. Like, why did you
the
stop?
The final book just came out last week. So, you got to give me a little time.
Okay. So I will.
What's your next move?
I don't know. I was thinking of either The Watchmen.
Yes.
Or that's great.
Yeah. Or these watch me people. Who are these watch
the bats men?
Bats?
I said The Watchmen because I was like, am I going to get this wrong? And then The Sandman.
Yeah.
Nice.
Goodness.
Those are two ones that I was like, heard that like, oh, like, because the people who like debate Why the Last Man bring up those two.
I would think two is Preacher and then Starman from the 90s.
Yes, that's my favorite one of all time.
So she is more of the comic book cast. I can go back to being the comedian.
First one, yeah.
But it's fun. You're like, you know, we can convert you. It's like you went over to Israel and you're half Jewish. You're like,
yeah. You guys are a little more charming than the guys in the band outside of Union Square.
Also, yeah. Have a van outside of Union Square.
It's rusted out and there are no windows.
Hey, are you Jewish? Hey, you like comics? Yeah. Hey, are you Jewish?
Yeah. Oh, we hate those guys.
Yeah. All right. You spent a lot of time in both vans.
I'm half Jewish, half comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ours, bro. Me too. All right, this is actually a pretty good transition to go in our first section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah!
And it is a pretty good transition because let's talk about it. Let's talk about Why the Last Man, the last volume. How did this series pan out for you guys?
It was cool. It was. I really enjoyed it. Like, I was very... I didn't think they were going to hold on to it. Like, I felt like it got a little soap opery towards the later, like seventh and eighth trade.
Yeah.
I watched Lost. I'm going to watch Lost.
Yeah.
I felt the same thing happened to them. Like, they were really in this great, like, philosophical-based stuff, and then all of a sudden they kind of veered into soap opera land, and I'm like, they'll never get it back. And then I feel like they kind of got it back.
I'm Lost.
Well, yeah, Lost. And then Why Last Man really came back around, I thought, to at least, like, make it all matter. And I felt like things that you were set up for or things that you were surprised for were pretty earned at the end. And I was very excited.
There was that spectacular moment where the two... I mean, does anybody care if we ruin it for you? Or
don't ruin it.
Anyway?
Yeah,
don't ruin it.
Man, that was the whole point of this show! We haven't been doing this the whole time.
Like 2 months ago, and the volume's been out for a week.
I didn't see Harry Potter.
Yeah!
Two people are gonna meet, and you know that there's this moment. I'm sorry to talk about that. I'm gonna tell you how it happened. You're covering your ears good. And it was. I could just picture because it's gonna be made into a movie. I'm pretty sure. Like, oh, yeah. This is the big. And it just felt very romantic, not romantic comedy, but like very chick flick to me. The moment, but it was meaningful. It was really sweet. But
when you're talking about when Yorick met.
Yeah, like the things that really strike you in Why the Last Man are things that are about romance and relationships and, you know, men and women relating to each other and personal relationships.
And especially when the whole series was kind of hooked into Yorick's quest to meet Beth.
Right.
His ex-girlfriend, girlfriend/ex-girlfriend from the very beginning. And it meanders so much and goes on such a different path that you kind of forget that, except every couple issues he's like, yeah, I wonder what Beth's doing. Catch up with Beth. She's in Australia. And then... And then you see her, and then he finally meets her, and it was such a great, the great way they did it because you saw that he kind of grew out of it, and she went a different way, and it was just it painted the whole thing as like a coming of age.
That was very real, and like the other thing that I thought about the ending is there's two parts that were very, like this modern way of movie making where movie endings in today's indie movies, they're different now, and you're not always like satisfied and something you can sink your teeth in. It's sort of... this, like, oh, it makes you think, and you respect it, and you like it. It's almost like There Will Be Blood, right? The ending. I'm finished.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ruining that movie for you by saying that either.
What else? Let's just keep going.
Let's just keep
Harry Potter.
Guys, you so say is Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, my God! Huge spoiler.
Beyond the Sea?
I'm sorry. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Oh, he's dead the whole time!
It was Gwyneth Paltrow's head in the box.
Oh, holy shit!
Oh, crazy. Shakespeare in love.
Very subtle. There's a box in the back. You don't see it. just a little, just something. Pay attention.
Yeah. She has two heads.
Yeah. It was very modern of them to do that. And it wasn't entirely unsatisfying. It wasn't Sopranos, but there were things that they gave you a lot of information. They did give it to you, but there was one thing they took away from you, and you know what it is, and I'm not going to ruin that for you, but, like, why?
Really, why?
Like, why did this one terrible thing happen? How does that enhance the story? Like,
I threw down the book and was like, how could you do this to me?
Yes.
It was really hard not to tell what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, should we just put you in, like, a soundproof booth?
Yeah. Just like, do you have one? At what point can we talk about this?
No, you can keep talking. I just won't listen.
Perfect. Come
every
week.
Else. Does everyone else want us to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what happened? Yeah, you say.
Well, no, okay, so, like, that was the only thing that, like the love story, I thought they handled quite well. The human parts, they handled quite well. The science fiction part was a little, like, really? And I feel like they didn't even give you the hard sell.
Yeah.
Which is, like, they basically say the reason why it happened was because the guy first creates the first successful clone, and that created, like, this, like, sonic resonance within Earth.
Yeah.
That, like, wiped out the Y chromosome because
right.
that feat happened
no
in science.
Longer relevant.
Well,
yeah.
I think even there's a line towards the end where they say, one of the characters say that it was an unsatisfying explanation.
Yeah. And I thought, I wanted it to be like, and this is why men are dead. And instead it was like, well, if you look at the science of it, what happened was then the monkey and the shit.
To me,
it was like very, it was so amorphous.
So all of you didn't like it?
No, I was fine with it. I think it read to me like Brian K. Vaughan had the idea from the beginning of this is how they died. And then when he finally wrote it down, it was rather dry and not particularly this slam dent bang thing the way he expected it, nor the way the fans expected it. And for that, I feel like he felt like he needed to apologize. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a solid explanation, but it's not an exciting explanation.
It was just so smart and modern. It wasn't, like, showy. It was like, an intelligent thing about the evolution of...
And I liked that was it, but I just think the way he kind of revealed it was confusing.
I almost had to reread it twice because I was like, really? That's...
You
that's
almost had to reread it twice?
Well, I was just... I was like,
you reread it twice.
He looked at the pictures twice.
Yeah. I was like, is that how you're gonna... I mean, this whole time, nothing, and then it's just like a little sidebar?
Well, especially, they made so much in the early part of the series, like, well, he had a ring around his neck. Maybe it's a magic ring. Or, like, he's an escape artist. Maybe he's magical or something. And then it was just not that at all.
I just thought it was one of those things that I'm surprised to hear this from you, because it's one of those things I brought up in casual conversations. Again, well, there's this book that I read, The Why Last Man, and, like, Last Man because of, like, you know, the collective... Because the concept of the fact that we have, like, this weird collective evolution that on one side of the globe, human beings experience one thing, and on the other side of the globe, human beings experience other things, that's a good concept that science has talked about. That was really interesting. The idea
that part was great.
Yeah.
It's just that I felt like they threw some red herrings out.
Somewhere
they're getting angry. They're
getting
angry.
It's been a murder. Nobody leave the room. It's been a murder.
Yeah.
And maybe that person just evolutionary wasn't or needed to be around anymore.
I feel like that when the time came for the explanation, they didn't really give you the hard sell. It was almost like a sidebar right before he goes to try to kill him. It was like, it's like, by the way, this is how it happened. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it was like, no. I mean, like, I felt like they would have, like, it was built up to this reveal, and then the reveal almost was kind of like, I mean, I'm from a curtain. Here's some kids. You're dead.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was like, I wanted them to really sell me the mysticism of that concept, and instead it was delivered very kind of like haphazard.
What about, I mean, just to skip forward a little bit, what about the very end?
The last issue?
Yeah, the last issue. What did you guys think about that?
The last issue? Like when he's old?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was interesting.
It was interesting. I'm not sure that, it was so interesting because that they did want to answer to you, what is the future for these people? Like, cloning. I mean, just gave you little clues.
For me, that was more like, to bring up Harry Potter, if you read, they did, at the back of Harry Potter, there was a little epilogue where it was like, they were all old and, like, married and had kids. It was like, and you were like, wow, that was stupid. And when the last issue of Why Last Man, it was like, oh, I don't need to know this, but it's just some nice details, I guess. But to me, the last issue was the second last issue when they killed Agent 355, which I thought was just so sad. It was so sad and pointless. And then it was over, and you're like, it's done, done.
That's it. Like, the Israeli's motivation was like, I need to be killed by a dude.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, I made your life living hell from continent to continent as the only last man on Earth just because I couldn't let a bitch kill me.
Yeah. That lady's raw.
I was like, that was a little like, really? I was like, wow.
I
I didn't know if that was...
I couldn't believe it when she was shot. I was just like, it was...
Yeah. Well, would you say, as a whole, would you call the series a classic?
Yeah, yes. I think it is.
I mean, we get that question on the show a lot of, what is a modern classic?
I'm saying authoritatively, as the only series I've read, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely a classic
it's
to
like,
you.
You only saw one movie. It's like, that's classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw Mallrats and holy shit.
Man, it blew my mind. The storytelling.
Classic.
Yeah.
The escalator.
The way the pictures move on the
that
screen.
That kid is back on the escalator.
Their mouths move and I heard sound.
But they're not there. You turn the screen and they're not there. It's a picture. God. I've seen regular pictures, but moving pictures.
I think that time will tell. The thing that makes it stand might make it stand the test of time is that it's a compelling comic book that's not really about superheroes. Like, it is about something that's sci-fi, but it's just about real people, real situation. Or not, I mean, not real situations, but that it really is about the relationships and people talking. It's not about all the weirdness.
Right. And we can forget why he made so many characters look exactly alike, and many of them were named Beth.
The ladies, yeah. I mean,
that was so weird.
It is really an interesting fantasy scenario to play out. A classic, I don't know. I mean, it's so really well written. Influences other comics.
Certain elements are like interesting in that, like, it's like every there's only one man left on Earth, and he must meet hot woman after hot woman to find his way around the world. Like, everyone he ran into was gorgeous. The pirate, gorgeous. The dumpster, the corpse dumpster girl was a former supermodel. The first character he meets is hey, it's a supermodel. But I can't do that anymore, obviously. So I regret corpses. You know, it's like everywhere he goes, it's just random, like smoking hot girls. Even Allison Mann and 55 fucking dyke it out. It's like they're like, you
it's
know,
awesome,
it's like
right?
Yeah. It's just kind of like in that way, I was kind of like I love the concept, but it really like it was a funny thing to like. It was really an argument for feminism or for women handling the world, and but like still through like slightly like well. We're gonna do it though.
Yeah.
From a guy's perspective, might as well make everyone totally.
Well, that's why I've since bought a monkey and am letting it shit on my shoulder. Just in case it happens to happen and I can then meet a string of that.
For those of you who haven't read it, obviously pick up Why the Last Man.
You don't need to,
we're
gonna
talk about it next week and spoil it some more. All right, let's move on and talk about Razzle number 2 by Jeff Smith.
Woo!
Yay!
Not a clapping crowd.
What'd you guys think about this issue?
This is a great series. This is the series Jeff Smith did Bone, and this is his next fully original series that he's writing and drawing. And it's super weird. It's about a dimension crossing art thief, and he goes and he shows up in a different dimension. He's like, "Do you have any Bob Dylan albums?" And the girl's like, "Yeah, I do." And he's like, "Okay, cool. This is the right dimension."
Well, that's how you check.
Yeah.
When everybody knows that if you switch dimensions.
This is a very good book. I mean, it's very well done. The art, I think, is the best part about it. I mean, it's Jeff Smith. The art is really good. It's really weird seeing him draw naked people. Just because, for those of you who didn't read Bone is an all-ages title for kids. And
For kids.
Yeah, for kids. And this is, like, sexy.
And
well, and
this
in Bone
is sexy, and that one's called Bone, and it's not sexy.
Yeah, no. What?
This looks like Paul Pope, is what this looks like. Who came first?
Well,
stumped.
Well, I mean,
you were an expert panel.
Yeah.
I just had that like emo-y, angsty. Like I would hang out in the Lower East Side in Big PBR if I was here right now. Like that's what these guys are like.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, yeah, they have like a little bit of scrub.
Yeah, he's a.
Anyways, I really felt like the first issue was really great. Completely hooked me. I was all about it. I just felt like the second issue was a little bit of a letdown, where it was like, he almost got shot by this guy in the first issue, and then he was just like, back to business.
Yeah, but you're like you're an action whore. All you want is like someone getting shot and jumping.
No, would you let me finish? I just felt that like, if you almost get shot, and then you go back to where you normally hang out and visit people you normally visit, you might want to be like, hey, lady I sleep with who I appreciate, you might want to just watch yourself because I got someone who's chasing me. And that he can jump time just like I can, so you might want to beware. You know, it was like he was completely shocked that when he came back to the house, oh, his girlfriend's dead.
Yeah, I don't think he liked it very much. So.
Well, would you recommend picking up this issue?
Definitely. Yes. The art, as Alex said, is so good. The panels are really well laid out, and they're just be- beautifully. It tells a story so beautifully.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a regrettable hookup?
Constantly.
Okay. Well, what happened if you went you to that regrettable hookup's like apartment tonight and found them dead?
Yeah. Well, I'd be surprised at first because I'm back in someone's apartment who I just hooked up in.
Right.
And they're dead. That's a shitty booty call. First.
would you go through with the booty call?
Oh my god!
No, come on. This has to be honest.
Really open up.
Yeah. All right, and raise your hand if you honestly would not have sex with a dead person.
Guys.
Well, nobody raised
your hand. First time I'm starting to regret getting associated with you comic book people.
Oh! What? All right,
that's
let's
the first
move on to something that's a little lighter called Kill All Parents.
Yeah!
This is a one-shot by Mark Andrew Smith, who wrote Aqualung, excuse me, I keep saying that wrong.
Which you're a big fan of.
Yeah, it was great. What did you guys think about this?
This is a cool concept. It's a one shot, so it's not building much character development or anything. It's just, why do all of the big comic book characters have their parents killed off, or like Uncle Ben, like Batman's parents, Superman's parents, and it sets up a whole world where there's a scientist who has killed all these parents to create heroes so that the world will be protected. So it's a cool concept, and the art's great.
I feel like it's well done. I wanted to see more of it, is the thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it didn't have enough room to breathe. It basically set up the concept, hit the concept, finish the concept, and there's one or two panels that are emotional beats in there, but they don't really pan out at all.
Yeah.
But where would you have the comic go? I mean, it's not like...
Just give it more room. Spend more time with each of the characters.
Yeah, have a three-issue series or something, because you would really like to see, if you were told by a scientist, like, I had to kill your parents, otherwise you wouldn't be an amazing superhero that protects everybody. You know, like, let that sit a little bit. I mean, that's pretty crazy. How would you react? You know what I mean?
I always trust scientists when
I think we should set up fictional blogs of every character in here, and then everyone can read the blogs and see how they felt.
Or just Twitter. So we can just set up Twitters.
What?
Twitter.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my
God. You guys are not nerds.
Different
would you say pick this up?
Yes, but to your point, I think... But we don't need to know about the characters because they're just Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man analogs. Like, you don't need to know... Why don't we need to know more about them? We already know them.
I do.
I agree with Alex. I felt like it was a little rushed. Yeah. I would like to... You know, it was just like, boom, 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 boom. This is an idea I had.
You know? So is it safe to say that Justin loses the argument?
Yep.
No.
Yep. All right, let's move on. Guardians of the Galaxy, number 2. Pete, you've been pretty rough on this series. You're wrong. Why?
Careful, listen to what he said. He's trying to trick you.
I don't listen. No, I don't care. No, I have a hard time with this comic because they thought it would be a great idea to have something happen, and then the immediate next panel, it's the one person who was in the action go, wow, do you believe what just happened? I just fought that guy, and that was crazy. Don't you think that was crazy? Read the panel. I know it was crazy.
So basically what you don't like is people commenting on stuff.
Uh-oh, careful.
You're much smarter than I am. I can't deal with this. No, I do
like you just commented on what was happening. You're your own worst enemy.
Justin, you're doing it right now.
No!
Before my head explodes. I just feel like it's like that stupid thing they have in reality TV shows where it's like the one person just sits in a room and talks to the
confessional.
Yeah, a stupid confessional. I feel like this is horrible.
I think it's funny. I think it's very funny. It's sparsely
Too overdone. It's
sparsely
not
put through
bullshit. It's every
you have
four
the same
panels.
Problem. You had the same problem with The Order for no good reason.
Yeah,
that
was
like,
a great book.
The reason you don't like it is because the paddles are small.
No, that's
too many words.
Yeah.
No. No.
Do you have a word maximum problem?
What is your max?
I don't really have a word maximum
pressure.
Problem.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if you're going to have a person commenting, reveal something. Tell me something I didn't just see.
What they are doing is they're giving counterpoint, and I think pretty much across the board, the confessional style things are pretty funny. The other thing that I would say about the series is it has a really good, really smart, classic feel to it. It feels to me like the JSA for the Marvel Universe. I've never really been crazy about space series, but I really like this one a lot. I think it's a lot of fun.
I love the old Guardians of the Galaxy, and I didn't like the first issue very much. Second issue is much better. They start to cut away out kind of all the superfluous stuff they had in the first issue, and they're moving forward. We get to see the Captain America shield, which is what set off the first
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but they're like, they show the shield, and they're like, oh God, who's it going to be? And that's obviously not Captain America, so it's like, it's just some random alien with a shield.
It's not some random alien. It's Vance Astro, who is Vance Astrovic, who is Marvel Boy in the current.
How does he have the shield?
That's what you read and find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like when you read a book, it all unfolds over time. It's hard for
you're not making any sense right now.
Yeah.
We will eventually.
Yeah. When I get to the end of the sentence, if you listen,
you're losing me.
Thing.
You're losing me.
You lost this argument, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. All right, let's move on. I think this is probably the worst cover of the week. It's issue one of Blood Bowl Killer Contract. Now, maybe you guys are better at this than I am, but I had no idea what was going on this cover.
I like the way you put it in the PowerPoint as well.
I forgot to make all the covers smaller.
That's awesome.
I can tell you that someone on the Green Bay Packers... I can tell you that, judging by this cover, that someone on the Green Bay Packers has tits.
That's great information.
There you go. This basically takes place in a world of Warcraft.
Kind of.
Look
what's happening.
Yeah. Basically, it's orcs and demons and monsters and things playing football, and the entire thing and the entire first issue is one football game. Pete, you picked this up.
Yes, I do. I pick up a lot of comics, you know.
Already? You're already on the...
Yeah, he's already backing away.
I read many things.
No, but I do pick this up.
All day long I'm reading signs. This is just something I'm reading.
I definitely go out to try to pick up new number one comics all the time.
But what did you think about this one?
It's horrible.
But why did you buy it?
Because it's a new comic that I haven't read before.
You should read it in the store.
I hate people who read comics in the store.
It's for people like me who like sports.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I just heard Why the Last Man. What should I read next? I like sports.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
The whole comic is a football game.
Yeah, which actually I don't have a problem with the concept. I think it's fine to have something where it's like fantasy characters playing this death football sport. Totally fine. The art is muddled. The writing is muddled. And I have no idea what's going on there. During it, so.
I don't know why a lady has a little helmet thing on her neck.
Yeah. That's what I didn't understand either.
That's weird.
And it's so intense, even the football has sharp spikes coming out of it.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, that's going to hurt.
Well, it's weird. They catch it, and they're like, no problem. And then she takes it and stabs someone in the face with it.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, when somebody throws me a regular football, I'm also like, no.
That's really, it was born out of this artist's fear.
Oh, playing football sports.
Everybody looks so big.
That's the artist, not me.
Let's move on. Talk about
you lost that one. Yeah. It wasn't even an argument.
Let's talk about Scout number 18.
Yes.
What do you guys think about this issue?
I love this issue.
Yeah,
I love this
really
book.
The art's unbelievable.
Art's fantastic, and the writing is so. There's one panel in the on the second page where he talks about he's going through all the things, the horrible things. He's
just
seen.
Very quickly to interrupt. The pitch for the series is essentially it's like The Sopranos, but set on a Native American reservation.
Yeah, and it follows one cop kind of through his adventures or whatever. And he talks about all the horrible things, and there's a
the last page is just a black page for no reason. Sopranos joke!
Wow, deep. That was a deep joke. It's...
I thought it was... Everybody hated
watch TV.
I was like, everyone hated the last episode. No? All right.
Yeah, the spoiler.
There's a panel with ants holding a piece of rain. Never mind. Which is really cool. It's really well done.
Yeah, so this series is great. This is actually, I think, a good jumping on point. There's a million different storylines going along, but this sort of reintroduces one of the characters. So if you've been looking to pick up the series at all, definitely recommend starting with this.
Yeah.
Here's an issue of something not to start with, which is Justice League of America number 22. This issue sucked so hard. Awful.
This is supposed to be DC's flagship title almost, and it's terrible.
Here was my problem with it. Not to sound like Pete, okay? But
too many words.
No, this is actually the other part of Pete. This is the prude Pete. Is the first couple of pages is Red Tornado, who is an android. He's now trapped as a computer program talking to his wife about
who's a human
about how he's been watching Hawkgirl and Red Arrow have sex.
Yeah, well, his wife's like, well, you know, we can have sex, and he's like, don't worry, I've been watching other heroes have sex. I'm doing fine.
He says it like that. Like, again, I don't want to sound like a prude, but Justice League of America in particular should not be an adult title. It should be an all ages. It doesn't have to be kiddie, but it should be accessible to everybody.
Well, what 5-year-old wouldn't want to be a voyeur?
It's like the Britney Spears of comic books for comic guys.
Yeah,
You know, did you guys see Read Boys from Ennis? Do you remember that? Who did you guys read Boys from Ennis?
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a series that wouldn't. Yeah, and they wouldn't print it. They actually they would go ahead with Preacher and Punisher and all this stuff. But who is it? His regular people? Is it Vertigo or Marvel or something?
It was DC.
DC.
They wouldn't print it. He had to go find some weird little rogue printer.
Was it Dynamite? Does it have?
Yeah. Scene. But it was funny because it was denigrating superheroes too much. It was too scathing. But there's this sex scene in there, because the characters are all these archetypes that are like the Superman, Wonder Woman stuff. But there's this crazy blowjob thing.
This is the boys, not just.
Not just America, but
they beat Amazo by blowing him, which was made sense. It's his one weakness.
Yeah, it's just like
a blowjob.
It was the first time I'd seen the combination of this kind of superhero and sex, which is really weird. So I really would agree with you. I wouldn't want to see that from Justice.
It's just strange. It feels very uncomfortable, and the whole issue, especially, there's big things going on in the DC universe, and Justice League right now isn't reflecting any of them. I just don't know how this series is relevant.
And the first whole arc was about Red Tornado and fighting Amazo, and now this, the same thing.
Oh, I'll get it.
Right? And so it's so done. It's over. And they keep hanging on to it.
Yeah,
I'm bored.
If you watched two superheroes having sex, but it was like the classic Superman and Invisible Woman, Invisible Man, Wonder Woman, threesome.
Right, the joke.
With a joke. That would be good. I would like to watch that.
Yeah. So you would like to see jokes involving superheroes in comic book form.
Have you ever seen Mallrats? They do a lot of you should.
It's a classic. Have I seen it?
No wonder you want to see that so bad. That's the only exposure you have.
Last thing we're going to talk about is Wolverine number 66, kicking off the Old Man Logan arc by Mark Miller and Steve McNiven.
Pete, are you swatting a fly or did you like the book?
What do you think?
I don't know.
There aren't a lot of words in here at all. Look, there's no words at this page.
Yeah!
It's the greatest book ever.
Here's my question for you guys. This is following Logan, what is it?
Old Man Logan.
50, 60 years after...
Wolverine!
Wolverine!
Are we just shouting stuff out?
Old Man Logan.
It's very Western. It's a good...
Yeah, that's the voice I play with.
It's,
what year does it take place in?
50 or 60 years from now, after the villains have won, taken over America, Wolverine is a pacifist now. He's given up fighting, and he has family living in essentially like a wasteland, Old West thing. My question for you guys is, why isn't this a Wolverine The End series? Why is this part of the regular Wolverine?
Because The End series are not selling very well.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was more of a riddle. I was
It wasn't much of a riddle. You're no sphinx, I'll tell you that much.
My nose is falling off.
Wow. It's very good, though. It's definitely one of those things where it's just nice to see, what happens to all my favorite heroes?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that there's a map?
Should I really?
Yeah, the map is really great.
Yeah. Sure, go for it.
I mean, he said he's a pacifist, but, immediately, he's
in. No, that's a dream sequence.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There's a map in the middle because basically it leads into a cross-country journey, and they show you what America looks like today. And Paste Pot Pete has his own town.
It's
Paste Pot Creek.
Yeah. It may just be a river. My criticism of this is they're getting a little too heavy with their references. Like, Hawkeye shows up, he's like, we gotta go do something. And all of a sudden they're driving the Spider-Mobile. It's like, where did they get the Spider-Mobile? And why does Wolverine need to be in the Spider-Mobile?
Why not? He's gonna run across America.
No, yeah. Have a Jeep. It's too referenced.
Why have a Jeep if you can, why not?
If I give you a choice, if I was like, hey, do you want to drive this Jeep or do you want to drive the Spider-Mobile?
Exactly.
Of course, I would do that, but I'm not Old Man Logan.
All right, definitely pick this issue up. That's it for the stack. It is time for our next session, which is our audience questions. And for that, we're going to turn to Boothman.
Boothman!
Yeah! All right, here we go.
number one. I think there's three questions and two people. I can't.
Why are you doing math right now?
Those goggles help you see them?
Yeah. Is it harder to see those goggles?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my real one? Okay, what's your favorite?
I didn't think about this part. I've seen this happen to many guests.
Yeah. And I didn't think about that part when I sat here, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Objects in pants may appear closer when you
What's your favorite comic? That's
get back to basics.
So just basic.
Currently running or of all time?
Way to nerd it up right away.
Yeah.
What would you say, Matt? What's your favorite?
Okay, old school?
Yeah. Vintage. Yeah. What's your favorite vintage?
Heather, what's your... I think I know the answer to this, but what's your favorite series?
It's Preacher by Anna.
Woo! Good answer. Why the Last Man for you? Or?
I guess it has to be, right? Yeah. No, it is. I love it. As a kid, I read Batman a ton. But boy, that's a better answer.
Nice.
Probably The Flash, Geoff Johns run.
Why do you get so cagey when you say that?
Because you always make fun of me.
Yeah. The Flash is lame. mine is Starman. Yeah. The 80 issues of Starman are fantastic. Oh god, hold on.
No.
Come back next week,
please.
You were doing the thing.
Yeah, there was
you
a lot of
choose one.
Yeah, I know, it's
one.
Really hard. I'm gonna say
you can choose stuff without words.
Planet like Hulk. I'm gonna say Planet Hulk.
Wow, that just happened.
I'm gonna say Old Man Logan reminds me of Return of the Dark Knight in some ways, the concept of it or whatever. I remember as a kid.
Yeah, it's throwing in the future.
Loving that.
I doubt it's gonna be as idea heavy as that. This is probably going to be more like, hey, we just ran into some other random guy.
don't run.
Unforgiven, where the blades replace the shotgun.
Exactly. It has the same feel as Unforgiven.
Yeah. Let's go to the next question.
Oh, yeah? So, Pete, maybe you can be the expert on this. Why do they always get the Hulk wrong? Why do they always get the Hulk wrong?
Well, I feel like Greg Pak did not get the Hulk wrong. I feel like he did an amazing job with
whoa.
But I understand. It's just one of those things where it's like.
Wait, are you talking
about
the movies?
The movies.
Yeah.
Oh, and the TV. Oh.
And the TV show.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't like the TV series?
Lou?
Really? Lou Ferrigno?
No. That's the one episode I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Hulk?
It's a very Hulk.
No, I haven't yet.
Lou Ferrigno is
the
voice.
It's almost identical to the series.
Not identical. I mean,
but with so much annoying CGI.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Because in the new expensive era that we live in, we no longer build models or put effort into our special effects. We just use computers.
Seriously.
I did have this.
Indiana Jones ruined the movie.
I hate Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones should have been a dusty, beat up, broken machine movie. Instead, it was like all clean and white.
The thing is, like, I have this argument of, like, why CGI sets so, like, I was like, why don't they just get an actor? Like, well, the Hulk, if you read the comic book, he's so much bigger than any kind of human that you could find. So
so
if that's the case, why not make a cartoon? Or why not show it in a way that where I'm not forced to
pulled out of the
feel
movie
like I'm watching Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, what I think is the people who make movies now.
Which was actually kind of good.
Have been making.
All right. I just looked like a total hypocrite because Roger Rabbit is a classic.
Yeah! Woo! The people that make movies now have been around and making movies for the whole evolution of CGI, so they're like, look what we can do now, we can almost make it real. And like, it'll take some time for people to be like, alright, we're done with that. Let's move on to like making a better movie.
Terminator 2 came out in 1991, and the special effects from that movie hold up perfectly today. And if only they just kept in that direction. Stan Winston's dead now, there's no next Stan Winston, I don't know who he might be. But when are they going to like build some stuff? Let's build some stuff, like miniatures and do weird things, let's put some effort. Let's like get Michelle Gondry to like get into sci-fi or something.
Yeah. Isn't Judgment Day this year? Isn't Judgment Day in 2008?
Holy shit.
I got better things to do.
I'm wasting my life.
I love you all.
Comic books?
No.
The clairvoyant said I was going to step into the light.
Really not. Only in Judgment Day happened just before
we get
into this chair.
I can't believe I didn't make a. I didn't even flinch. I was like, if I'm gonna go, it's a guest at comic book club.
Don't fuck around.
Let's get
all right,
next question.
Wait. Why they get the Hulk wrong is we didn't answer the question.
I think we did.
CGI is bad. Because it's hard. I think it's a hard character. Like all the comics go in so many different directions. If you're gonna make a bare bones Hulk story, like what do you have him do? That really.
What
makes
don't
him
you have him do? It's a better question.
There you go. Not a stupid question.
Okay. Do Alex and the other guys have any?
Whoa!
They have
I have
names.
A problem so far.
They have
the
names.
Question.
Shut up. What's your name?
Do you guys have plans? Any plans to write or draw your own comic?
Good question.
And if you could take over any book, what would it be?
Oh, man. Oh,
wow.
That's a two-sider.
That's a great, great question. Both of them.
Yeah.
So,
I would love to.
What would it be about?
What character? What book would I take over? That's tough.
I have my answer, but you guys make fun of me every time I say this.
Oh, God.
Then please say it again. Zing, zing.
I would love to do an all-ages title called The New Adventures of Cypher and Warlock.
Oh, my God. You are ridiculous.
Who would buy that comic? I hope you like this panel, Alex. Why is I doing
The Lame Adventures of Cypher and Warlock.
No. You misunderstood what I said.
I stopped listening halfway through the sentence.
Welcome to my
what
brain.
About you?
What's your amazing idea that's going to blow light out of the
Well, let me just explain that Cypher's powers...
He's Starman!
Maybe. A younger Starman. Now that's a bit... I would want to do Batman. I want to do a Batman arc where they give... Where someone gives Batman's, like, Batman Superman's powers, and then something goes horribly wrong. Because the whole thing of Batman is he's the only superhero without powers. Wow. So give him powers and see how that affects his way of fighting crime.
So he just starts punching through people and whatnot.
Well, no, like, is he going to turn into a Superman-type person, or is he going to turn into, like, a more Punisher-type person now that he has all this extra power, like, godlike thing? Like, what? There have been a bunch of different ways it could go.
Did you ever read Speeding Bullets where Superman became Batman?
No, I didn't.
There you go. All right.
You're just trying to wait till I know.
Yep.
I'm going to have to say, I mean, obviously I would love to write some of my favorite comics, you know, like Punisher, Wolverine, Hulk. But I think what I would start off doing, just because I've always wanted to do, is write a thing about Snake Eyes for G.I. Joe.
Well, your chance is coming up.
Yeah.
I hope so.
His chance is coming up.
Yes, I'm going to commission him.
Yep.
After the show.
G.I. Joe?
All right, that's it for your audience question. Woo!
We don't need to pick our comics.
What was your comics? Did you?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind taking one of the females, like Wonder Woman, and actually making them smart and interesting for once. That'd be kind of cool.
I drew a comic when I was in fourth grade called Eggy. And I'd like to bring that back.
Eggie?
I loved the first couple of issues of Eggie.
Yeah. I feel like it lost some of
its plot. It was a cave band.
I did draw, actually, a peacock lady in fifth grade, and she had a really cool comic.
Peacock's great. My character was Diamondo.
Oh, God.
He was made of diamond. The villain was named Diamond Cutter. He was an insane jeweler.
No,
I grew up in the country, though.
You shouldn't share.
So our next section is called The Week in Geek.
Yeah. A couple of things for you guys. Yay. First thing we're going to show you is the trailer for the new Punisher movie.
Yeah.
The crowd did not go wild.
Courtesy of IGN.
Sponsor.
No. Under some kind of terror threat.
He said something big was gonna happen. Somebody has to punish the corrupt. We're fighting a war. This is just the beginning.
that Pete went to see the Thomas Jane Punisher three times in the movie theater.
That's right.
Yeah, you were the you made all the money. You made $30.
It was actually it wasn't even a movie. It was just Thomas Jane dancing on stage yeah. for quarters.
Wow, that's a fantasy of his.
God.
Yeah. Someday I'd like to get my hands on God. Punish him. Put a bullet
right here. Yeah. Oh God.
Punisher is one of my favorite characters ever. He's interesting no matter where I read him, and he's big also. This like guy looks British or something.
Yeah. No, he's in Rome.
But like Punisher is one of his marked characteristics. I mean, talk about a guy with no superpowers. He's just really big and like punch the shit out of you
and shoot.
And shoot really well, right? But I mean, that's one of his characters. Can't the guy at least be like a big?
Is the Punisher a good marksman? I think he just shoots a lot of bullets.
He's
a great.
If y'all read Punisher Born, he traded his soul to the devil, so he has a bloodlust for murder.
Now,
that
would be a cool if they did for the sequel. They went back to the Vietnam stuff,
yeah,
and played that out over top of some sort of modern crime he saw or something like that. That'd be a great movie.
My biggest problem with this, I have no problem with it being ridiculously over the top, silly violence. That's fine. It's a Punisher movie. My problem is that it looks like a candy colored Wonderland.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't see much bright, shiny colors.
No, did you see everything was like this is
yellow,
a red room,
blue,
this is a green
red,
room,
yeah
exactly.
Blues man, eyes for movies.
That's my problem.
I wish the trailer was just a bunch of that gun cocking over and over again. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Want to see me shoot this? Did you ever
remember about that?
What a December.
This has a very sad history. Like, I just got my hands on the Dolph Lundgren DVD. You can get it on Amazon.com used. Yeah, but it'll still be fun and crappy. But like. That this looks worse than those two looked.
Right?
That's upsetting.
Especially with Wanted coming out, that gun shoots sideways bullets. How can they compete with that?
They shoot straight on bullets.
Oh. That's like a regular.
It's just like it seems like it just keep like going up to like the worst aspects of Punisher rather than like, you know. It's like as it happens in reverse. Someone goes out and is like, I want to make a gun movie, like fucking guns.
Yeah.
It's like, I might as well just make it Punisher. And it's like, okay.
Is this some sort of Hollywood dome?
I give up over to the bridge. I want a bitch.
Fantasy cast for a moment. What if we had either Javier Bardem or Daniel Day-Lewis in the role of the Punisher? That would be so.
Wow.
But they would never.
There'd be a lot more quiet contemplation.
But that's what Frank Castle does. He's not a feelings man.
He thinks so. He thinks a lot about what he's doing.
Oh my god, he's like super intense, you guys.
Yeah, he's like, which gun should I choose?
Yeah.
The big one or the bigger one? All right, next thing we're going to talk about, there's been some photos coming off of the set of Heroes. Do we have them? Yeah, there we go. Bring the lights down a little bit just so we can see. That, of course, is Claire Bear over there and Milo with the Vita.
Did you call her Claire Bear?
Yeah, Claire Bear.
Comedian.
Claire Bennett. Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, I thought you had like little
cute
nicknames.
Right?
How do you say her name?
Panettiere.
Planeteer.
Kurt. Names actually are brown hair, slick back, evil. What do you guys think's going on here?
They're going to have evil twins.
Yeah, I agree.
Think?
Well, here's... Okay, actually, can you bring the lights down all the way? I don't even know if you're going to be able to see it. But one thing to point out, this is... I'm going to get really dirty. Actually, you can't see it at all, but he has a scar over his face over there.
Yeah.
If you guys remember, that was from the future...
Yeah.
Peter Petrelli.
Well, I'm thinking dimension, like different...
Yeah.
An evil dimension.
Yeah.
Whee!
Yeah. Let me just put a counter theory out there.
Yeah, yes. Sure.
I think there's one where Hayden... Planeteer's character goes to the salon and gets her hair dyed. Continues her story as normal.
What? No. Wait, come on. This is crazy talk. That wouldn't make any sense in the continuity of... Yeah.
Wow. Are you guys looking forward to the new season of Heroes?
Yeah, this one's supposed to be all about the villains, right? And then they have villains on villains.
Villains have brown hair, as we all know.
What?
If you guys liking smoking pot sometimes, I smoked some and watched the show one time, and then I was loving the show, like, this is exciting, whatever, and all of a sudden I was watching, I was like, what the fuck Like the whole time I was like, what, are you serious? Are you serious? I don't know, try it. It like made me do that.
That happens every time I smoke.
Here's the thing about Heroes, even if you don't
Rats.
Are you serious? A game show? Come on! In the middle of a mall?
Next thing we're going to talk about, very
Bruce quickly. Willis is dead?
Pete, this one goes out to you. Poster for G.I. Joe, can't see it again, but the subtitle, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. Is the subtitle there? That's of course Channing Tatum.
I believe it's pronounced Cobra. La 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 la.
What do you guys think about this title?
The title or the movie?
Both. Whatever. I mean, here's my problem with the title. My problem with the title is I don't understand why it's G.I. Joe: Rise of Cobra, and then there's Transformers 2: Was Revenge of the Fallen, and you have Fantastic Four 2, which was Rise of the Silver Surfer. I don't know why they're so in love with this idea.
Well, because you know something's going to happen.
Action.
In the beginning, everything's going to be cool, and then all of a sudden, Cobra will
I think
rise.
It's because of Star Wars.
Cobras are really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's because like, it was originally supposed to be like...
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Well, well, they're all awkward. Men. They're awkward yeah. names for movies.
The interesting thing about Rise of Cobra is that it's like, it sounds like it's an origin story of the enemy, and not like... It's not
well,
like
it
the
is.
Joke. Like, if you put yourself on the good guy's side, it's not like we're coming back.
I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, but this movie is about the origin of Cobra Commander.
Is it?
Spoil.
I wasn't allowed to watch G.I. Joe as a kid because they had too many guns on.
Yeah, but nobody got killed, so... What?
All they did was shoot guns. How did no one die? Why would you watch it if they kept shooting guns and no one died?
People watched it, dude. That argument's right out the window.
Yeah.
People watch it.
No, but I'm saying why. When I was a kid, I was ostracized because I didn't watch G.I. Joe. That's all people talked about.
Yeah.
I watched Captain Kangaroo. No one gave a shit.
I would just be really excited if at the end of this movie that they were like, even as serious as it looks, at the end they like came out with a lesson just as like props.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I bet you they'll do an after credits.
It would be really
knowings after battle. They've got
That would be so sick.
That would be so sick. Let's make that happen.
Well, it depends on how seriously they take themselves, which is probably
too
pretty
serious.
Seriously.
So it would be so great though.
What rated is it?
What rated?
Yeah, like is it supposed to
PG 13 or R?
Well, what rating? Rated.
What rated?
That's the Latin word. Yeah. No, is it, in other words,
I
the point
not will rate Donnelly.
The point I'm getting to is it supposed to like reintroduce G.I. Joe to the younger generation, or is it supposed to be like a tribute film like Transformers kind of?
I imagine they wanted to do
both. Yeah.
And they want it to be for old retirees who are interested in war movies.
I don't know.
They probably want it to be for everyone.
And I just want to know, everyone watch out for this actor. His first name is Sam. I don't remember his last name. He's cast in G.I. Joe. He's cast in the new Terminator movie. He was in this weird little Australian movie I watched. I think he's a big star. He's very awesome.
Hollywood Star Machine.
Watch out. I think he plays the bad guy.
Oh, cool. Last
Brendan Fraser's in it. We interviewed him once.
Yes, we did. He revealed his cameo to us.
The hype level just went...
Yeah.
Hey, and Brendan Fraser's like, I will not... You can let my kids watch that.
Yeah. last thing we're going to do is show you guys a short film clip. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
What? You're not gonna you wouldn't tell us earlier.
This is going to be good.
Sweet Jesus. Shouldn't you be out there, doing something?
My day off.
I got to take a leak. Keep an eye out for a while.
Now what? Need someone to shake it for you?
Hello.
Huh? Jesus. I thought he was dead.
Ah.
That's it.
Yeah.
What the hell? I think
that's from The Evil Bartender. Can you imagine?
That is a clip from The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Where something has just happened.
To someone's half of their face.
Think
about it.
Oh, jeez.
Think about it. Half of the face.
Oh.
Which half? Watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's clay face.
What? Yeah. No.
Clay half face.
Clay
half.
Three face. Yeah. Three face.
Many faces.
More than one face.
Lon Chaney.
But he's a lawyer. Why is he?
times, he needed a new job. Maybe he lost his job with a half a face. Can't be in court with half a face.
I don't think he's actually bartending, guys.
No, no. I think he got in.
Like
bartending's a great job.
Like, I want this tip to go.
I get that part. I get that part.
I want this tip just to go to death.
What
if we go see Batman and it's just about guys getting regular jobs?
Awesome.
Alfred gets a job in a salon and he dies. Hayden Planet to his head.
What?
No!
Freaking King!
King, you've been up and down all night long.
Yay! All right, it is time for the next section, which is trivia. For that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
Pete LePage! Yeah! This is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Yeah, bring it back, huh?
Nice. Who would like a chance to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics?
Woo!
All right, come on down. What's your name?
Matthew.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, audience? Audience Matthew. Huh?
Were your shoes off?
Oh, it's getting comfortable.
All right, so this gift card could be yours. So how it's going to work is I'm going to read you three questions. The trivia is about Why the Last Man.
Okay.
And he'll tell you if you're right. And you're going to listen to the question, then listen to all three answers, and choose the one that is correct.
Okay.
All right? Here we go. What is the name of York's monkey? Is it A, exclamation, B, ampersand, or C, heroin?
B.
Correct!
Woo!
Wow. No hint needed. He knew it.
Easy question.
What is suggested as Agent 355's true name? Is it A, Beth, B, Peace, or C, Johnny Five? So it's...
Repeat the first part of that question.
What is suggested as Agent 355's true name?
Suggested. That's the key.
That's
what
I thought he missed. Yeah. Nice. It's either A, Beth, or B, Peace.
It's B.
Correct! 2 for 2!
Nice.
All right. Which trade of all the Why the Last Man trades have sold the most so far? Is it A, number 5, Ring of Truth, B, number 6, Girl on Girl, or C, number 12, Where All the White Women At?
Coming soon.
So it's either A, Ring of Truth,
Or B.
Girl on Girl Action. That is correct, sir. Gift card for you.
Right. It's weird. You think the first one would be the one.
Girl on Girl. I remember buying Girl on Girl and then reading things. I was like, oh, Girl on Girl doesn't mean what I think it means. And it showed something else that justified it. It was like a fight or something like that. And then later on, there was actually Girl on Girl. I was like, oh, well, sure enough.
Girls that are on top of other girls.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a girl stack.
Yeah. Girl stack.
Huh. What? As we all know, tomorrow is new comic book day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. But what are you guys looking forward to, Pete?
Well, I'm definitely... I'll just say I'm looking forward to Batman After Midnight.
Cool. Nice. Looking forward to Final Crisis 2. Because everyone's been kind of shit-talking the first one, and I want to see what happens. And Pete's not allowed to read it.
That's true.
Yeah, not at all. We have a $1 million bet about it.
We do.
Mighty Avengers and New Avengers come out tomorrow. Which was the one that we liked? Mighty Avengers. Awesome. Pick it up.
I'm looking forward to Black Party.
Nice.
And
are these just are these comics or things you're doing?
No. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to.
We got Black Party this weekend. Here it is, Cartoon Network Black Party. That's what I'm looking forward to, and Immortal Iron Fist because I love fists.
Interesting.
Yeah,
fists.
take a pass on my lame joke, but you took it home for me, and then you suffered the consequences.
All I did was go like this. Yeah, Jack of Fables. If you like fables, you'll like Jack of Fables.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And I saw in here something about from Stephen Colbert called
Tech Jackson. Not good.
Not good. Okay, I don't know. No.
Wish it was good. Well,
it's silly.
I just bought I'm a volume kind of girl, and I just got. Is anybody else like Exterminators? Nobody talks about that. Exterminators?
I tried reading that. Really? I hate bugs.
Oh, the bugs are gross, but it's one of these guys that's really well written, and not that many people know about it.
That's great.
Check it out.
And plug something you have coming up, Matt.
The only thing I want to plug is I have a web series. That I stopped making, but it's up, and I like people to look at it. But if you go to channel102.net and check out Police Procedures.
Who else is in it?
Pete LePage is in it.
Oh! Yeah!
And Pete plays the part of Pete.
I'm a good actor.
Most good actors say that about themselves.
Two things. I'd love for you all to check out my web videos. I make humorous videos, and I put them on the web. And the best place to check that out is actually my MySpace. You go to MySpace and then slash Heather Fink. And I have a monthly show. Heatherfink.com, but it's like a mess of blog and stuff, so it's not as easy to find.
Blog mess.
The MySpace has all the embedded videos all together. And then I have a monthly show, Cake Shop, called Street Meat. So Google Street Meat Comedy, not Street Meat, because Street Meat is a very interesting other thing.
Yeah, you also do. Am I right?
No. Oh, wait, are you asking me that in a semi-serious way?
Not serious at all.
Oh, okay, because I used to do PR for a gay porn studio, and I saw lots of fisting by accident.
Wow, why'd you say that for the end of the show? Yeah.
Wait, you kept a lot of costume and be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you still want the coffee? You still want the coffee?
More coffee!
I did not get coffee for people. People got coffee for me.
And they fisted.
Are you fisting with the same hand you got my coffee with?
Important question.
Hey, they're very sanitary around there.
I told you accidentally run into something.
Well, I made a concerted effort not to damage my brains by working there, so I try not to watch everything. And then it was just on in the editor's room when I walked in once.
What a weird thing. Like, you went in there trying to avoid it, but it's like, I'm gonna go to Washington and change.
Well, it's like, I like naked dudes. I don't want to see. Like,
you can
cool.
Check us out 3 times. PaulSecret.com, PaulSecret.com. We're going to do a show there. Also, we are here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. A couple of people want to thank. We'll thank Matt for being on the show. You guys, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Stick around for our fisting conversation.